Don't forget IU baseball home opener is today at 4 o'clock. Don't forget if there is a slight drizzle, they will play. That's plastic grass. That's plastic dirt, and it drains awfully, awfully well. As long as they can hold on to the bat and hold on to the ball, they'll be out there. So bring your umbrella, bring your poncho to support Chris Lemonis in his opening game as Indiana baseball head coach here in Bloomington. 8:09 at WGCL. It is Tuesday morning. That is Keith Klein.
Hey.
I am Mike Glass. Got the Glass in the Morning radio program. Hour number two, and that means it's Tuesday morning, and Tim Mayer joins us, the city councilman. Tim, good morning. How are you?
I am good.
Good. Well, thank you for carving some time out to be with us here on a Tuesday. Keith is right. It is darker than we remember. It is. we're saving time somewhere. I'm just not sure where it is. Maybe in the evening. Well,
maybe the city
not
council
the morning.
Can pass a resolution.
Well,
to
I'm
get
going
this
to blame
fixed.
The city council for making this happen in the first part. Shouldn't we be on Central Daylight Savings Time or something like that?
We take credit for the good weather, not the
well, there you go. Please forward all requests and everything else. Up
I'm
to
not
letter.
Getting into that daylight saving time.
Why not? It seems such a concrete... No, you're right. It's not. It's not at all. Our buddy Jeff Sagarin will be here before you know it, so we'll keep that out of the loop. What's going on in the city? Anything fun?
We got a couple of things we'll be working on tomorrow night in a committee of the whole. We have two things we're doing for Cook Pharmaca, and then we're going to start talking about food trucks. So,
what are you doing for Cook Pharmaca? Don't they have like $6 billion? What do they need your help for?
Cook Pharmaca is expanding their operations on their Grimes Lane area site. They are expanding what they call their, what do they call that? Where they actually
their campus?
Their campus, that's right. They're expanding their packaging area within that facility, which means that they will custom develop drugs that are then put into vials. And so that's...
Mm-hmm. So they're expanding their current footprint.
That's correct.
And they need your help. How? Zoning? How does that work?
No, first we have to designate them a economic development revitalization area, and then we will... give them some funds from the Industrial Development Fund.
Now, what constitutes an economic whatever you just said there? How do you? Because it's I hear revitalization. I think it's an area that hasn't been used in a long time. But obviously, they built a brand new thing out there 10 years ago. How does that work?
Well, you know, we went. If you go back a couple of weeks when we talked about the tax abatement for the apartment building on South Walnut Street, you look at the economic conditions that surround that area, and that's what they will do with the Cook Pharmaca as well. They'll look at that and see how the current conditions will be affected in a positive way by adding them to that EDA. So that's pretty much how it unfolds. So you know, there's still a large part of the old RCA facility that has not been developed.
Yes,
yet.
Especially the southern part of that.
That's right. And so that's what they will look at. And, you know, staff is giving that a positive recommendation to go forward with that.
Yeah, what would be the holdup there? Is this just procedural?
I think people being people on the city council want to just understand fully what the impacts will be. And
well, that's good. We don't need a rubber stamp, do we?
Right. And you know, and see the benefits and maybe the negative sides of it as well, if there are some. And then make the decision. I would hope they go forward because it does mean more employment. So.
I was going to say, do you have any projection on jobs and such?
You know, it's in my packet.
Okay, well, that's all right. But it means more jobs, more economic, more money coming into the city.
That's correct.
Yeah. And what kind of break does Cook Pharma could get for keeping it in that area? What was the last part? You said two things you're looking at.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the packet here. There's a recommendation of $250,000 from the Industrial Development Fund.
Industrial Development Fund. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha,
okay.
gotcha. Now, how much money sits in that fund-ish, and what other things would that be used for? Because just from the
hard questions.
Well, yeah. Well, the only thing that makes me jumps to my mind is because we've heard in the last couple of weeks that folks out on Curry Pike, the PTS is losing jobs. They're closing up. Somebody else is closing
That's
up out
right.
there. So how do we keep in rank this? And is there enough money to lure help bring in other jobs to that part as well?
I'm looking through my packet.
You can say kinda
frantically as we. as you asked that question.
Now, is that something the city council initiates, or is that something that's brought to them by Cook Pharmaca or by somebody who wants to take over PTS or some of those buildings out there?
That comes to the city from Cook Pharmaca through our Office of Economic Development and Sustainability.
Gotcha. So they would contact the city first, and then that would activate the council's involvement in it.
That's
so
correct.
The council doesn't go out and solicit bids or whatever else you want to call it.
That is correct.
Tim, let me ask you a question. I'm not sure I expect you to know totally on this, but is the Cook Pharmaca building the only Cook property that's in the city? Because all the other things are out by Curry Pike and West, and that put them in the county.
So was it like
To answer your question, I think the answer is yes, within the city limits.
Right, and that whole area in there is city limits, right?
That is correct.
Okay,
yeah, so that PTS area that I'm talking about, is that county or is
some
that
of the
city
Curry Pike
there?
Area is county?
See,
that's
just,
county. Yeah,
yeah.
Just depends on where
and
your
so, you
map
know,
is.
This would be economic development for the city too.
That is correct.
You know, but it's hard to draw those lines. You know, there's Crane down there, and a lot of the jobs in Crane, the people live in Bloomington, so the money comes back here and gets spent. So
right,
you know,
that's right.
But that is economic impact.
What you guys are looking at is the overall impact to the city, jobs, things like that. And when you see the news, as Mike pointed out, that you're losing jobs in one part of the county, anything that'll help maintain jobs and employment. You know, you're balancing those two things as part of the city council.
That's
Do you expect
right.
any problems with any of this?
I don't think so. We did have a staff council meeting on it and talk about it, and I don't recall anybody becoming upset about it. So mm-hmm. I think probably it will be okay.
Cool.
Going through. Yeah, and I'm sorry I can't find that figure.
That's all right.
If you could see the pile of paper I've got right here.
Well, I can imagine.
I can hear it shuffling.
Yeah. So okay, what else
Sounds
do
like
you have on your agenda for the committee of the whole?
That six deck blackjack over there.
So. Then tomorrow we will also hear the start to talk about the food truck.
Right. Did I see in the paper today that the county is also considering food truck?
Boy, I haven't seen the paper yet.
Okay, there's something in the story, the extension of the story about the parking garage and what the plan people are doing. And they mentioned food truck in there.
Really?
Yep, I saw that.
I'll have to go look at the HT. Tomorrow we'll be discussing that as well, the food truck ordinance, and that will deal with how close a food truck can be to an established brick-and-mortar restaurant,
okay.
Generator noise, because those trucks typically have generators
right.
to run their operation. So generated noise and pollution, those will be the kinds of issues we'll be discussing.
Those are the same ones you've been discussing all along.
Well, that's true, but when we, when we started that process, which was back in 2014,
right?
Those issues came up, but then we decided to forward it on to 2015. So now we're back to ground zero again and starting over. So
but meantime, the food trucks are operating under the existing rules and regulations.
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct. Yep.
And when would you expect through the normal routine that anything new would actually start to affect the food trucks?
Well, we will have the council meeting tomorrow night.
Right.
Committee of the whole, we'll discuss it at that point, and then we will pick it up again, and I'm checking my calendar, on the 25th of March, because we'll take next week off.
Spring break.
Yep, spring break. So right. We will not be meeting on the 18th, but we will meet on the 25th.
Okay.
And I suspect we'll have final decision on the 25th.
The Planning Commission business Keith was talking about, they approved a request for amendments putting the emphasis on regulating food trucks into Title IV of Bloomington's Municipal Code.
That is correct.
That's all that came from that meeting.
Right.
In any of that. Where's your big spring break plans? What are you off to Bora Bora this year, or is it Tahiti?
No, I don't think so. I think just a nice quiet spring break would be just fine.
Here in Bloomington.
And I'm glad to hear there's a break in the weather.
There is.
Mike will deliver.
I'm not so sure I'm going to break out my shorts yet. But.
Get tough. Well, yeah. Toughen it up.
So, Tim, before we let you go, do you have another item of business?
No, that's
okay.
We have three items on the agenda. It is Committee of the Whole.
Right.
So what that means is the public will be able to come and talk to the legislation. But we don't do all the rigmarole at the beginning
right.
of the meeting where we have public comment and all that.
That's legislation only.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Good, because we get everybody.
And the meeting will be chaired by Councilmember Ruff.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Sounds good. And then looking forward after spring break when we come back, we're going to have a primary here. It's going to be getting some people's attention as that's going to take place in May. And
first
you come back from spring break, I'm going to see.
Oh, he's going to sneeze, folks.
And I did successfully.
Yes.
There he goes, April. Then all of a sudden, May's here.
That's right.
Then you're busy. So you guys going to have enough people to have meetings around there? Everybody running for something, it seems like.
We'll take a break for next week, and then we'll be back at it on the 25th.
You know, I can't understand why I start sneezing. I've been sitting here for 2 hours.
You just had the newspaper
all of a sudden,
in your hand.
Well,
I always sneeze when I read the newspaper.
I've had the newspaper in my hands before that. I'm not allergic to Mayor. He's been on for 15 minutes. Can't be him. Rain? I don't know. Maybe it's spring break. Maybe Keith handing me a towel.
Get the Lysol out for the microphone for the
told
next
you to
person.
Get the,
that's
well, I'm
right.
sitting high and dry over
the
here.
The life jacket. Yeah, don't go outside. You get a little wet today. All right. So here's the deal between you, me, and the piece of glass. Next week is the 17th. That's spring break. In or out?
In or out? What?
With
gonna
me.
Call in.
But we won't have a meeting next week. Is
okay.
that what you're asking?
So you don't want to call and just
well,
talk about
just
stuff?
Talk about old times.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
There you go. So we'll talk to you the 25th. Does that sound good?
Sounds good.
Or the 24th.
24th.
24th. All right. Enjoy your spring break.
Thank you.
Don't
you
break
too.
Anything.
Won't
don't sneeze.
Do
and we don't have anything to worry about the city, about filling potholes. They can do that over spring break, right?
I hope they'll start, yes.
Have you been down Rogers yet?
Oh, geez. It's starting to show up everywhere.
No, but I've...
A couple of them have docks and boats.
Yeah. Do you have a city pothole hotline?
Yeah, there is a hotline. Actually, you just call the Public Works Department.
Okay.
349-34-ANYTHING and just ask for Public Works.
There you go.
Tim, great job as always. We appreciate the laugh. We appreciate the information, and I'm going to sneeze again.
Okay.
All right.
Dry.
All right.